All right, so this is the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Let's listen to these words. This is Jesus. He has been on the cross, on the hill of Calvary, and there are many people gathered around. Some of the disciples are not there, but there are ladies there who are followers of Jesus, including his mother. And let's listen then to these words. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and his disciple, whom he loved, standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from this time on, this disciple took her into his home. So Mother's Day is a day of lots of fun together as family. It can also be a hard day. What we're going to find in this morning, in this passage, is good news for those of us who have been through the hard parts, as well as the good. And so we're going to find a God who loves us so much that he provides for us, even on the planet, in practical ways. In this morning's passage, Jesus is on the cross, and though he is dying, the world soon forgets that there's a mother who is grieving the death of her precious son. And yet, God provides. Jesus says, seeing his mother there and a beloved disciple, "Woman, here is your son." And this is someone who before then was not his son. But now he declares, like God declares in Genesis 1, the very beginning of the Bible, saying, "Let there be light." And there was light. And so Jesus says, "Woman, here is your son." And so it is. And so it was. And to the disciple says, "Here is your mother." And so it is. Even though he's dying on the cross, even though he has the weight of the sins of the world on his shoulder and heart, I would say he pauses, but he doesn't pause. You know, nothing that interrupts him. It's just continuous flow, I would think. And so here he is, taking care of his mother and taking care of this disciple in practical ways that bring them into family again. And so whether you're a mother whose child has died, or you're a woman who wishes you were a mother, or who your time has passed and you've not been a mother, and you regret and grieve this way, or if you are a child who's lost a mother, or if you're someone who's never known the intimate bond with God, that God says, "You're mine," and it's so, and you say, "Yeah, it is." Whatever it may be on your journey. And it may be pains about your past. It may be pains about things you've done wrong. Or things that the world looks upon you as bad, but that aren't. We have a Savior who, even though upon the cross, suffering and dying, near breathing his last, says to you and to me, I love you. This is why I'm dying. And yet, child of God, here is your spiritual family. Here is your mother. Here is your brother. Here is your sister. Here's your child. Here is your grandmother, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your great-grandmother. Here's your grandchild. Let it be. Now, if you're visiting from out of town, as I know some of us are, so I want you to know that it's not just our congregation that he can call us to, and there may be one near you, where he says, here, this is your family. And he may be doing this in your own life, not just a church family, a spiritual family that's forever and for keeps us intimate, connected by the power of God to overcome all things that separate us and keep us from the full joy of life. It's those things in our lives that keep us down. Those things in our lives that we might not even be able to explain or know why they are. And yet God says, I'm providing right now. And I want you to receive it. Would you be willing? If you knew that he was saying right now, I want to heal you. I want to give you that intimate connection. Not just people that you could hang out with. Not just a church you could be a member of. But healing, wholeness, profound love. That you could be everything and more that God puts you on the planet to be. So if that's you and that's something you would like, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say, let's do something about it. I don't care how you do it, but I want you to do it. Maybe write down on a little slip of paper and put it in the offering plates or up here in front, or just come up and see me, or maybe it's someone else you trust to say, hey, something happened in church today, and I want to be part of what God's doing. What a gift. Now, this is Mother's Day, so I'm going to keep this short. I want to share just one story. It's a mother and a son. And the son was a teenager. And there was a neighbor down the street from their house. And Raymond was his name. And Raymond was older, and his wife had died. And he was feeble, wasn't able to get out and around very well. And the mother had put on her heart that God had been saying, feed the hungry. And at first she puzzled over what this meant. And then she knew. Raymond. Go and prepare a meal for Raymond. And so she did. And she did that every day for the rest of his life, which wasn't a long, long time. But she did it every day, and when she was out of town, she had her son deliver it. Actually, she had her son deliver it every day. But when she was out of town, if her son was in town, the son would do it, or someone else, and she would arrange for it. And so Raymond had the feel every time. And Raymond was fed. What is it that God's calling you to do on your own walk of faith? And we're all on a walk of faith. There's no accident that we're here. He wanted to give us a message. He wants to give us a message right now. What is it that he's moving you to do? I want to pray that God would make clear on your heart what it is, and that you would have the power of the Spirit to do it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Spirit that speaks loud and clear to each one of us what it is that God is moving us to do. Spirit, give us comfort in hearing this voice. Give us courage in moving with it. Open our hearts, our minds, our whole being to the gift of your salvation, the gift of connection with you, and the gift of serving others in the same way that you do. And by your power and gift in your Son who died on the cross and was raised from the dead on the third day. In Jesus' name, amen.